Haskell, brother and sister. St. Helena, California. December 28, 1911. Filed in 1912. Elder Haskell, 63. Grant Avenue, Portland, Maine. Dear brother and sister Haskell, we are pleased to hear from you just as often as you can write. We had a very pleasant stay in Loma Linda during the month of November. The weather continued good all the time, and we would have been glad to remain longer, but thought it best to return when we did. On the way home, we visited Los Angeles, where I spoke to our people on the Sabbath. I was not well, for I had taken cold before leaving Loma Linda, but determined to do my best, and the blessing of the Lord came upon me. I was surprised that I was able to speak for nearly an hour. This was a victory for which I praise the Lord. There were present some of our old friends and acquaintances, and at the close of the meeting, these came forward to speak to me. They expressed their pleasure that I could still speak with such clearness. I was thankful that I had moved out in faith, for the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, and the grace of Christ sustained me. That night we took the train for home. We had very good accommodations. Shortly after I reached home, a cold settled heavily upon me, and for over a week I was obliged to keep very much to myself. I am thankful that this difficulty is now removed. During the week of prayer, I spoke one Sabbath at Calistoga, and the following Sabbath at the Pacific Union College. The Lord helped me on both these occasions, and a good impression was made. I greatly desire that the work we do at this time shall impress itself deeply upon heart and mind and soul. Perplexities will increase, but let us, as believers in God, encourage one another. Let us not lower the standard, but keep it lifted high, looking to Him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. When in the night season I am unable to sleep, I lift my heart in prayer to God, and He strengthens me. I see light in His word, and I am encouraged and blessed. I am up at 4 in the morning, but I am not always writing at this hour. Often I spend the time in meditation and communion with God. I desire, my brother and sister, that you shall be laborers together with God, that God may work through you, making you a blessing to others. Rejoice that it is your privilege to be daily strengthened and confirmed in the faith. January 8, 1912. I have not been able to write much for some time because of pain in my head, but I am getting relief from this and hope tomorrow to be able to read and write with more ease. But because you do not hear from me, do not think that you are forgotten. I pray for you that you may have a faith that will not fail nor be discouraged. Talk faith, my brother and sister, and seeming impossibilities will be overcome. I am convinced, Elder Haskell, that you are just the man for the place where you are, and that your wife is just the woman for the place. Cling to the mighty Helper, not letting pass one opportunity for speaking a word in season. There is heaven to win, a life that measures with the life of God to obtain. Eternal life means everything to the receiver. We must strive earnestly to win souls to God. Let us practice the truth that we claim to believe, cutting away from the life everything that is not in harmony with the life of Christ. Thus we may teach others the good and right way. I shall not attempt to write as much as I have formerly done. It pains my eyes to look long on paper. But as long as the Lord spares my life, I will be faithful and true to Him, seeking to do His will and to glorify His name. May the Lord increase my faith, that I may follow on to know the Lord and to do His will more perfectly. God is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. We wish you both a happy new year. This is my wish to all my friends in the East. Let each new day be regarded as one more golden opportunity to represent the Savior, to reveal that He is formed within, and to help others to travel the same path. Oh, that we all might regard it as our special work to win souls to Christ. I am writing this beside my log fire in my office room. I appreciate my fireplace these cold mornings.